Kaguya Hime. Once upon a time, an old woodcutter was walking through a bamboo grove. He saw a light shining through the trees far ahead of him. What is that light? He thought, and he went toward it. Soon he saw that the light came from the trunk of a bamboo tree. The trunk was shining with a strange glow. I wonder what causes that. I'll cut it down and see. The old man began to swing his axe, and soon the tree fell. The stump of the tree continued to glow, and the old man looked in. There, in the middle of the stump, sat a tiny little girl. She was beautiful and very richly dressed. The old man was very happy when he saw the little girl. He picked her up. I'll take you home to my wife. She'll be delighted to have a little girl. And the old man carried the little girl home. Sure enough, the old woman was very happy when she saw the little girl.
Can we really keep her for our own?
Of course we can. We can bring her up as our own daughter.
What shall we name her?
She came to us from a shining bamboo tree, and she is as beautiful as any princess. Let's call her Kaguya Hime.
That's a beautiful name. Kaguya Hime. I like that.
So the old man and woman reared Kaguya Hime as their own daughter. She grew into a beautiful young woman. Everyone wanted to see her, but she was very shy. She wouldn't allow anyone but the members of her family to see her.
One day, three young men came to Kaguya Hime's house. They asked to see her father. The old man greeted them, and after tea was served, he asked,
"What is your business with me?" "We have come to ask your daughter to marry one of us. We are all young and rich and handsome. Surely one of us will please her. We would like a chance to meet her." "If she wants to see you, of course, that is her privilege. But I must warn you that my daughter is very hard to please. You must not be disappointed if she refuses even to see you. Please wait here. I will ask her if she will talk with you."
The old man left the room. Soon he was back.
"She says that she will talk with you one at a time. Please follow me."
Kaguya Hime sat in her room. The first to talk with her was Kuramochi no Miko.
"Please, Kaguya Hime, consider my plea. If you marry me, you will live in comfort for the rest of your life. Will you marry me?"
"In the garden of Fairyland, there is a tree of treasures. If you will bring me one branch from that tree, I will marry you."
"I shall do as you say. I will bring the branch tomorrow. Please promise not to see my friends until I come back," he said, smiling strangely.
"I shall be waiting for you." Miko left Kaguya Hime's house and went right to the house of a goldsmith. There, he ordered a branch of a tree to be made. It was to be made of gold and silver, with jeweled flowers all over it.
"And it must be ready tomorrow." "But, Prince, it cannot be done by tomorrow. I will pay any price, but it must be done tomorrow." "Very well, sir. I will try."
The next morning, Miko brought the branch to Kaguya Hime. She looked at it for a long time. She didn't know whether it was real or not. As she was wondering, the door of the room flew open. In ran the goldsmith.
"Prince, you forgot to pay us for the branch."
Kaguya Hime looked at Miko sternly. "You tried to fool me. I cannot marry you." Miko sadly left the house.
The next to see the princess was Otomo Miyuki. Kaguya Hime listened to his plea and then said,
"If you will bring me the necklace of the King of the Dragons, I will marry you."
Miyuki left immediately for the land of the dragons. In the middle of the ocean, he was caught in a storm, and the boat broke in two, and Miyuki fell into the sea. Immediately, the storm died. A nearby fishing boat brought Miyuki home. He had failed to bring the necklace of the King of the Dragons. The third man to try for the hand of Kaguya-hime was Iso Kaminomaro. The task Kaguya-hime set for him seemed easy.
In that tall tree over there is a swallow's nest. Bring me the cowrie shell which is in the nest.
Maro left the room smiling. He thought, this will be easy. Kaguya-hime will soon be my wife. He called his servants. He got into a big basket. His servants carefully pulled him up till he could reach the swallow's nest. His hand searched for the cowrie shell. He leaned farther out to see into the nest. He leaned so far out that he fell out of the basket. He hit the ground with a thud. He died instantly.
After that, no one came to ask for Kaguya-hime's hand in marriage. Then, one day, a messenger came from the emperor.
His Imperial Highness in the capital city has heard marvelous tales of the beauty of Kaguya-hime. He wants to see her for himself. He has already left his palace. He will arrive here soon. He begs the favor of an audience with Kaguya-hime.
Kaguya-hime dressed herself in her best robes. Soon the emperor arrived. His breath was taken away by Kaguya-hime's beauty. He thought that she must be a statue. He reached out his hand to touch her. As his hand drew near, Kaguya-hime disappeared.
What's this? Where has she gone?
He pulled his hand back. Kaguya-hime appeared again. The emperor was amazed. Three times he tried to touch her, and three times she disappeared. Each time, as soon as he withdrew his hand, she reappeared. Finally, he left, shaking his head in bewilderment and muttering,
This is no ordinary girl. She must be guarded carefully.
Fall came. Kaguya-hime became pale and sad. When she saw the cold moonlight or heard the sad call of the dying insects, she cried. Her parents worried about her. Finally, one day, Kaguya-hime explained her sadness to them.
I came here from the Palace of the Moon. I know now that on the 15th night of this month, I must return there. Someone will come for me, I'm sure.
Kaguya-hime's father and mother decided immediately to stop the people who came for Kaguya-hime. They hired many warriors and set them around the house.
At last, the night of the 15th came. The moonlight shone colder and paler than ever before. From the Palace of the Moon, the waiting warriors saw a palanquin set out to meet Kaguya-hime. It came closer and closer. The warriors seized their bows and tried to shoot, but they could not move. Kaguya-hime, pale and sad, got into the palanquin. Immediately, it rose into the sky, leaving the old man and woman waving a tearful farewell.